A federal appeals panel heard arguments this afternoon about whether a law that ended Medicaid reimbursements for Planned Parenthood can remain in effect while legal challenges continue. NTD's Arlene Richards has the details.
A three-judge panel of the First Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments on Wednesday to consider whether to temporarily block a federal law that ended Medicaid reimbursements to health centers that provide abortions. Planned Parenthood is suing Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others with claims that the new law, which became active in September, violates the Equal Protection Clause of the First Amendment. They claim their clinics provide services to low-income populations, and the provision could force them to shut down or reduce their offerings.
Congress defunded Planned Parenthood using a set of tailor-made criteria intended to exclude Planned Parenthood and only Planned Parenthood from the Medicaid program.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act, signed into law in July, includes a provision that bars federal funds from being used to provide abortions. Nonprofits like Planned Parenthood that received more than $800,000 in federal funding in 2023 are prohibited from receiving Medicaid reimbursements for 1 year.
Even before Dobbs returned the issue of abortion to the political process, Congress may make a value judgment favoring childbirth over abortion and implement that value judgment by the allocation of public funds.
An appeals court judge in August granted the government's request to pause a lower court's preliminary injunction that had blocked the law until after court proceedings would be completed. The judge did not hear oral arguments. The panel will now consider whether to reactivate the lower court's injunction.